Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven and author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Hey, welcome to episode 60. Today I am going to talk about more. I'm going to talk about having more, being more, doing more, my relationship to more. And really, I'm sharing this because I feel like a lot of you feel this way too, and I'd love to just really have a bit of a talk about it and explain some of my insights on being more and what more actually means. And yeah, and then give you some things to think about. So more actually was my first word. And as somebody who likes to make meaning and tell stories out from facts or from situations or create and correlate links between things, I made that mean something. And I don't know what I made it mean, but that I was greedy, perhaps, that I wanted too much. And it kind of fed into my not enough, I never had enough, I never would be enough feelings. And I felt bad and I felt guilty about my desire for more. And one of the shadow sides of not owning our desire for more is the not enoughness of it. So I really want to tap into that a little bit and really talk about what more is actually all about. And my mastermind, the More Mastermind, starts on the 1st of February. And so I want to just talk a little bit about what that is and why I'm doing it and what that means for you if you are looking to work with me in 2019 and what you can expect from Misfit Enterprise, because we are looking to bring you more and I am looking to bring you more, but in a very different way from I have before. So, where to start? Well, maybe you can relate to the desire to want, of wanting more. Maybe you want more time, maybe you want more money, maybe you want more visibility, maybe you want more intimacy, maybe you want more connection. There's all sorts of things that we aspire to wanting more of. And for the most part, that's an absolutely 100% healthy human desire. We're born and created to desire and to want more. And I touched on that a little bit in my last solo episode, in episode 50. And if it's not put into balance with our recognition of what we already do have, if we don't appreciate what we already have, if we're not more appreciative, then we can be stuck in a place where we're chasing more. And we're stuck in this kind of not enoughness place where actually we're in a place of lack. And so wanting more from a place of lack is very, very different from wanting more from a place of plenty. So one of the things that shifted for me over the last couple of years is that perspective, is the perspective of understanding that I have enough, that I've done enough, that I am enough already, and that everything else that comes to me is a bonus. And then I also haven't stopped myself from desiring more and from owning those desires and from exploring those desires. And so it's that has seen a shift in focus in me and what you'll see from me and my company, Misfit Enterprise, over the next year. So my desire is to play more, is to have more free time, is to really call in a life partner. It's not something I have. And for many, many years, I felt really uncomfortable about sharing that, sharing the fact that I was single, because I felt like that made that something wrong with me. And the truth is, I just haven't met the person that I want to spend my life with, and that I, yeah, and that I could really, really get more with, who got my desire for it, who was kind of on the same level, who was my equal, you know, all of those things. So if you are that person, get in touch. And if you know that person, get them to get in touch, or set us up, or do something, because I'm open for more in the love life department, for the first time, probably, you know, properly available for more. And this whole year is about me looking at partnership so that I can have more, looking at what happens when I collaborate, when I'm working joint partnerships with other people. And so there will be a lot more of that coming in 2019 from us here at Misfit HQ. And one of the other things that you'll see from me is a lot more art. A lot less coaching and a lot more creativity. One of the things that I want more of is more opportunity to paint and to draw and to play and to experiment. I'm looking at some different things right now, and I don't know how much I'll share to start with, but it's definitely my intention to share much more of my creative process and for you to see where I'm going with this company. So there'll be more Misfit merch, more courses, and also physical product and art and things for you to buy and collaborate with or have in your world, because that's where I am at right now. And I think it's really possible. More doesn't have to be instead of, more implies, at least for me, as well as. And so nothing will change for most of you here. The podcast will continue. My work with Misfit to Maven will continue, but supported by the Misfit to Maven coaches that I have certified last year. So there's lots of really interesting things coming. We opened our doors to Misfit to Maven 360, which remain open, and you can join at any time. It's just that the really, really best times to join are at the beginning of quarter one, quarter two, and quarter three, and quarter four, because you're at the beginning of a cycle. And at the same time, there's no behind, there's no in front. And I don't like closing the doors on anyone. So now that we have a beautiful coven in there, you can join at any time. The only criteria is that you are open-minded and willing to join a community of people who are also incredibly open-minded and looking to create a 360-degree life where they can thrive. And we really want that for you too. So you can come and join us there at any time if you're looking for more. Particularly useful if you're just starting out on your personal development journey or on your entrepreneurial journey. It's not just for business owners, but there is a focus on how to get into the right mindset for success in your business and some of the things that you'll need in order to really advance yourself and accelerate into a place of, first of all, survival, and then really being able to thrive. So that has been my focus for the last few years, really working on the Misfit to Maven way and getting everything in there set up. And then I've also worked with one-to-one clients over extended periods of time, anything from kind of a six-week program where you do a VIP day with me, right the way through to 3 and 6 month, mostly 6 month containers. And I've done a few 12 as well. And this year I've made a decision not to offer one-to-one so that I can focus on my art, so that I can focus on all the new things that want to come through me. And instead, I am running the More Mastermind, which is a place for 10, mostly, and it's for women, although anyone who identifies as a woman, to come and really work on what having or being or doing more for you looks like. And it's really a place of being able to play whilst still also being accountable. It's where we layer our masculine and our feminine energies on top of one another and have them working together, really to be able to harness our strengths and create more. And so I'm really, really excited about that, because the container of a mastermind, plus people who are kind of open-minded and looking to see what it would be like for them to be more, or to show up more, or to believe in themselves more, all of those kind of things. And that's what my experiment for this year is. And that's what the women in the More Mastermind will be doing as well. And we have got I can sneak in another person. So if you're listening to this and thinking, oh my God, I didn't hear about it, I didn't know about it, and I really, really want in, we start on the 1st of February. So there's a tiny little bit of time for you to get in touch with me and say yes and slide in and join us in that container and in that space. And so that's what my year of more looks like. It looks like more me time. It looks like more playing. It looks like more fun. And really, we only get to have more when we choose to, when we decide that it's available for us. And last year, actually, well, not July last year, but the July before that, I was away and I was in the States, and I was in the middle of the country, and I was in Montana, and I was having I was on a retreat with the mastermind group that I was a part of then, and I was talking about this concept, really. I was talking about wanting more and it just not being available to me, and how it didn't matter what I did, it didn't matter how hard I worked, there just doesn't seem to be any more available to me. And at that time, I was talking both about love and about money. I'd hit this kind of plateau and nothing was changing. And so I talked about it with my mastermind group, and we really started to talk about perspective and talk about belief and how we get what we see. And then we were on a break and we came downstairs, and there was a coffee shop in the hotel that the event was taking place in. And all of us were queuing up for our mid-afternoon coffee. And there was a very handsome, attractive man standing in the coffee, being the barista, giving us all our coffee. And I noticed him kind of flirting with everyone and didn't really think anything of it, and kind of looked at him and then looked at my shoes and carried on queuing and waiting in line. And when I got to the front of the queue, I ordered my coffee. My friends were sort of waiting for me before we went back into the event space, and the coffee guy was chatting to me and I chatted to him. I was polite and then went to leave with my coffee. And my girlfriend stopped me and she said, "There, it's there, that's it. This is a classic example." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "Well, you always tell me no one flirts with you. You always tell me that no one gives you their number, or no one's interested in you. And yet I just witness you like shoot this guy down." I was like, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "Well, he just tried to give you his number. He just chatted to you and flirted with you and kind of wants to see you again. And you were not available for that at all." I was like, "What are you talking about? That so didn't just happen. Were you here? You like," and trying to keep this under my breath and feeling slightly embarrassed and awkward. I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And the barista, who had been making coffee and we had been talking just in earshot, and I knew he could hear, and so did my friend, turned around and he said, "She's right, by the way." I was like, "What?" I said, "Well, I basically just, you know, asked you whether you were around tonight and whether you wanted to do something. And you just said that you weren't around and that you were leaving tomorrow, and there's kind of no point. But like, I did really want to give you my number." And I was gobsmacked, was completely shocked by this, because I had not been aware of that at all. As far as I was concerned, he was far too attractive, far too handsome to be available for someone like me. And you may have this story running too. And it's really, really interesting that when we surround ourselves by others, when we surround ourselves by others who are rooting for us and we share with them our blocks and the things that we don't see or our limitations and the things that we want to learn and overcome, they help us to do so by being aware of our blind spots and illuminating them and mirroring them back to us and sharing them with us. So that was a real turning point for me. It was one of those moments where I understood that there were many things in my life that were available to me, but that I wasn't seeing because I wasn't allowing them to be available for me. For those of you who are interested in going, yes, but did you take his number? I did take his number and I did message him, and although it didn't turn into anything because we were in Montana, we did hang out a little bit more while I was there, and it was lovely, and he was a very, very, very interesting man, and it was a very, very interesting experience, and it has turned into one of those pivotal moments for me that you don't really realize is a pivotal moment while it's happening, and then afterwards you're like, oh, that's when everything changed, when that thing happened, when I realized that. And I want that for you. I want there to be stories from 2019 when everything shifted, when everything changed, and you suddenly realized that it was all available to you. The kind of intimacy, the kind of money, the kind of love, the kind of freedom, the kind of creativity that you have always wanted is absolutely there and available for you. And I would love to show you how. So if you're interested in working with me or finding out more about the different courses that we're offering, there are some new courses coming out. We've also got Your Thing, Sure Thing, which is an audio course that I ran at the end of 2018, which is now available for you to download or will be very, very soon. So if you're interested in any of those things, the best thing to do is to sign up to our mailing list, where you will get notifications about the podcast on a Thursday, and then you'll get a little pep talk on a Monday, and I will continue to be doing both those things throughout 2019. And you'll also from time to time get little PSs or reminders on those emails about new things that we have going on in the shop, where you will start to see some stationery from me, and I'm thinking some prints and maybe even some pottery, which feels very, very scary to say, but there will be creative misfit creations for the misfit and the maven in your life coming from us in the very, very near future. So, and we have, oh, am I allowed to say that yet? I don't know. We have really, really exciting plans for our 100th episode. I know we're only at 60 and I'm already planning the 100th episode, but that's what happens when you're wanting to create more freedom for yourself. It also means creating more structure and more planning. So when I know more, when we've ironed out the details and there's more to share, then I will obviously be sharing that with you. So keep your ears open and your eyes peeled on the Thursday emails for more info on our 100th episode and what we're going to be doing for that. Because it's going to be really exciting. You are going to be able to get involved with it. I should keep my mouth shut for now. But there's lots of exciting things to come, and I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear for you all about what you want more of, what you're looking to create more of in 2019. Please, please come on over to the Misfit to Maven Mastermind on Facebook. I'm back in there. My page is something I'm using less. I'm just less interested in it. The group on Facebook is something I'm still really, really active in. It's the best place to come and join us and hundreds of other people just like you who are interested in being a kick-ass and kind adult who are looking to create a life on their own terms that really feels as good on the inside as it perhaps looks on the outside, really showing up and being the change that they want to see in the world. So we would love to welcome you there. If you search Misfit to Maven Mastermind on Facebook, you'll find us, and I'll make sure that we stick a link in the show notes as well. So that's all the things, really, all the things I really wanted to share with you. I want to hear what you are looking for more of. What you're looking to create more of in this year, because we've got this whole juicy new year laid out ahead of us, and it's great to start with intentions, you know. It's not necessarily about having a rigid plan. It's not about saying that this is, you know, going to happen come hell or high water. It's really about holding an intention. Holding an intention and then giving it attention, giving it daily and consistent attention. And that's what the programs that I have continued, or that we're continuing to offer, that are really going to help you to do. And then, you know, for me, stepping more into my art and that kind of bits, the other bits and pieces, is really about walking my talk and showing you what's possible. I'm also going to be speaking on a lot more stages this year, talking about resilience, talking about being a misfit, and how to really step into your power by owning who you are and what it is that you want. And I know that that's difficult for so many of you. It was really, really tough for me as well. And if anything, I'm just proof that it can be done, and that you can learn to love yourself, learn to show up as yourself, and really surround yourself by people who get you and who are championing you and cheerleading you. And I'm so, so passionate about helping you to create more of the things that matter to you, more inclusiveness, more love, more intimacy, more vulnerability, more realness, just all of those things. And the way that we get to create a world where there are more of those things are just by being them. And it's much easier to be those things in the company of others who are doing them. I mean, it's really hard to be more loving when you're surrounded by hate. It's really hard to be more compassionate when people are being defensive and aggressive. So if we can surround ourselves by people who get us, if we can surround ourselves who are walking towards a common goal and who have shared values and who are also looking to upgrade their beliefs so that they can be more of who they really are and show up more fully and have more capacity to create a greater impact, then together we really will impact the world. And I believe that in such a big way, and more as time passes, that as we gather together, as we champion one another, as we stand up and reflect each other, we can create a really huge light that shifts and changes the world. And the world, you know, she needs us more than ever. And 2019 is the year to really shift and change and transmute and alchemize some potent things. I think there are more and more of us stepping into our power and into our magic and remembering who we truly are. And it would be my honor to assist you on that journey in whatever way I can, whether it's by invoking the artist within you, creating beauty in your life in some way through some art that I create, or by empowering you to step into your own maven, then it's just an absolute honour to do so. So as we head towards the end of January and into the real start of the year on the 1st of February, where we all can actually start waking up and the daylight starts coming back and we feel a little bit more energised, and it's time to really plant those seeds that we're going to nurture over the rest of the year. So come join us in the group if you're not already in there. And if you're in there, please join the conversation and share what you're looking to create more of this year. Yeah, as always, it's a real honour to have you. Please do like, rate and share the show. We have some exciting plans for this podcast for the coming year, getting some really interesting, good quality adults on the show to share how they navigate being an adult. Yeah, some really fun things that I'm looking forward to sharing with more people. So the more that we can have people share our show and get them involved in this movement, the more we kick-ass and kind adults we have in the world, the better place it will be for all of us. So from me to you, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to listen to me rambling on about the things that I deem important. And, you know, I wouldn't be here without you. I'd just be talking into an empty chasm. So I love you very, very much. I am looking to be more playful and more silly this year as I really step into a more vulnerable place of sharing even more of my wildness that perhaps previously I was scared of sharing. So I hope you will join me, continue to join me and share in the silliness. That's all. That's all I have for you. Have a lovely, lovely week, and I will speak to you soon.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time.